good afternoon, everybody. This is Sophia. I am usually with Questionable Figures, but I'm substituting today for Bad Reception for the wonderful, lovely Gwen and Sydney, who are off with their families on Thanksgiving break. So anyway, this is Sophia subbing for Bad Reception, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It is 11:05 and 39 seconds on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I'm with a very special guest.
Hello, I'm Caroline. Never done this before. Thank you for having me, Sophia.
Oh my gosh, of course. I'm so happy that you get to come into the studio. I like bringing people in there. I think it's a fun space to be in, to sit and to chat and to play music.
Exactly.
And you feel cool.
Great way to spend Thanksgiving.
Yeah, right. I was already here earlier this morning at the crack of dawn by myself in my pajamas. It's funny because Elia and I usually have... We'll come in for our show at 7 a.m., and there's somebody who has a show before us. So their show starts at 6, right? Which is really early, obviously. And it's this freshman guy named Jack, who's really, really nice. He listens to good music. But we always come in, and at least I'm just, like, in my pajamas. I've just rolled out of bed, like, haven't brushed my teeth, haven't done anything. And he just looks always so put together.
Full suit. 6 a.m.?
No, yeah. He's sharp.
We'll step it up next time.
No, I know. That's what he's pushing me to do. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling motivated.
Good.
Okay, do you want to... Our next song is seasonal. Do you want to say anything about it?
Yeah, we've got the Thanksgiving theme from Charlie Brown. It's a holiday classic. That's really all there is to say.
That's enough said right there. Gwen specifically requested that I play Thanksgiving Theme by Vince Guaraldi. Does he have a quartet? I don't know how many people
there
are in his group.
There were three of them, I think.
Okay.
I believe it was a trio.
Okay. Good to know. And there's these people have so many of these holiday hits. My God.
Exactly.
There's one that's so good. Let me look at my music library. What Child Is This? Oh, you're right. It's a trio. What Child Is This? Vince Guaraldi trio. That one is so good, too. We might just have to play that one, too. Ooh.
Absolutely. I mean, these are underrated, I think.
I agree. And, you know, the interesting thing was I played What Child Is This, which is off the Christmas album, for Justice. And he was like, what is this great song? I was like, it's a Christmas song. It's a Christmas soundtrack. He was like, no way.
I'm surprised he hasn't heard it before.
I know. Weird. But I guess looking into the rest of the show, what do we have? We have some... by the way, the first song we played was Lowrider by Yusuf Kamal, Strings of Light, a collaborative project between Kamal Williams and Yusuf Days. I've played that record before. It looks like I have some High Life, I have some more jazzy type of stuff, Afro jazz, and then Caroline mentioned to me Ethiopiques the other day, and I love Ethiopiques. It's like a multi-volume, I don't know how many volumes there are, do you know?
Minimum 21,
because she's a fan of volume 4, and I've been a fan of volume 21. So it's different people, different Ethiopian jazz artists together. We'll talk more about that. I have like a story that goes along with it. But we'll play something from volume 4 from Caroline and one from volume 21 from me. That's enough talking, I guess, for now. We'll be back and I'll play the Thanksgiving theme.
Thank you.
All right, that was Mystic Brew by Ronnie Foster. Before we had Come Live With Me by Dorothy Ashby. And then, of course, the Thanksgiving theme that Caroline introduced. How did that feel to listen to Thanksgiving theme on the day it's named after, Caroline?
It was fantastic. Nostalgic.
Nostalgic.
I always watch the Charlie Brown shows, the specials, like the Christmas, you know, all of it, every year as a youth.
Yeah. It was nostalgic for me as well. It's putting me in the mood.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for my pumpkin pie.
Yeah, I'm ready to chow down.
Yeah, I'm ready to chow down. Definitely. The next track that we played that I mentioned, Come Live With Me, Dorothy Ashby, off an amazing album called Afro Harping from, I actually don't know which from. Oh, I guess 1968 it was released? I thought it would have been released earlier than that. I guess not. An awesome jazz bebop. A bebop harpist. That album is amazing. Definitely go check it out. It's kind of one of a kind. I don't hear the harp much, you know, being the centerpiece of jazz records like that. And then Mystic Brew by Ronnie Foster. So my mom texted me, what is this? Like, I've heard it multiple times before. And it's because it's been sampled so many times. So I've played the Mad Lib sample of this that came out, obviously, quite a while afterwards. And then also A Tribe Called Quest sampled it, most famously. But the original is awesome, and it's the bass line that is the thread throughout all of the samplings. Mystic Brew by Ronnie Foster was on Blue Note, and Mad Lib's recording and sampling of the track was also produced by the label Blue Note Records as well. I think we might get into the... Do you want to get into the Ethiopiques or you want to wait?
We can go ahead.
Yeah? Okay. Awesome. Also, Gwen is listening. The Gwen, who show him we are substituting for right now. So I feel honored.
Glad you're tuning in, Gwen.
Thanks, Gwen. I hope that we are doing your show justice. Yeah, so I don't know. Do you want to talk about Volume 4? Anything to say? Observations? How does it make you feel?
Look, the backstory is I was going for jazz to study, too. You know, music to help me focus. Suddenly, I'm very unfocused. All my attention is on this album that I'm listening to. And this is a recent fascination, a recent discovery for me. But yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, it's just totally different. It's cool. It's like a blend of jazz I was familiar with, and then it's its own thing entirely. Yeah.
Agreed. That's how you know when it's pulling you away. What was once study music is now the fixation.
Exactly.
I was at dinner for a friend's birthday not too long ago in Jamaica Plain. We went to an Ethiopian restaurant. And they had these other friends who didn't know super well visiting from Finland. And they came into the restaurant. And in the restaurant, there were these kind of TVs in the corner playing like pop music, like Ethiopian pop music videos. You know, you can kind of get a picture in your mind of what that might look and sound like. And these like Europeans came in and were like, no shade to Europeans. But they came in and they were like, man, I love Ethiopian food, but Ethiopian music, and they made reference to what was playing on the TV, it's just, like, so bad.
Oh, my.
And I thought, what? I mean, first of all, how can you even blanketly say that about an entire, you know, country? But also, I immediately thought of Ethiopiques. I was like, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, it's phenomenal.
So, yeah, I guess we'll start with Volume 4 and the artist on Volume 4 is Mulatu Atstatke.
And he's then, like, he's the father of Ethio Jazz.
The father of Ethio Jazz. And then you have, I'll play a song off Volume 21, which I believe is pretty popular. It's always kind of sounded familiar to me. It's called The Homeless Wanderer. by Sege Mariam Gebru. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but she is a classical and jazz pianist. She's amazing. All right, so we'll start with volume 4 and maybe debrief afterwards.
Thank you.
All right. I've got this ladder safety PSA for you all. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. That's right.
No.
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the This is not money. I'm so sorry. Into the trauma center last year alone.
Oh my gosh.
Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
Oh.
Right. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. And that is a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you, Caroline, for that critical information.
Yeah. People are getting their holiday decorations down from the attic.
Now is the time to be careful.
It is.
And prevent injury. There were also a lot of hard-hitting lines in that ladder PSA. I asked Caroline to pick, for the first time, what PSA she wanted to read, and she happened to pick the most iconic one in the binder, because obviously
right. It
cannot be ignored.
Minus the one about dried fruit.
Yeah.
Which we'll save for later if there's time for a second PSA.
I already read it this morning, so that was, you know, twice mm-hmm. in one day is mm-hmm. like a lot for the people.
Mm-hmm. But just keep it in mind, dried fruit.
All right, we just played the two Ethiopique songs. Anything you wanted to share about the Volume 4 track?
I just love it. It's so mellow, but it's also sort of exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's different too. But, I mean, as you were saying, you sort of recognized things from it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've noticed it being sampled in other places, or mm-hmm. it has a familiar vibe to it, despite mm-hmm. when you play it on its own, you're like, oh, that's totally unlike anything I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah.
And then my track, I mean, I've been seeing Ethiopique's info on TikTok lately, which is crazy. And I'm pretty sure that song is one of the songs that's been circulating. And I looked into Gebru a bit more, and she is still alive. She's 98 years old, and she lives in a convent in Jerusalem, it looks like. Yeah, and she was classically trained. In Switzerland, she played a lot of European classical music on the piano growing up, or when she was younger, and was actually a polyglot, too.
Hmm.
And so she did a lot of, she sang in a lot of different languages as well. So that's crazy that she's still around. And I wanted to play another song that Caroline's track reminded me of. So I'm not sure how to pronounce the title of the Volume 4 song, which reads like Meche Derche. And then in parentheses it says, when am I going to reach there?
Mm-hmm.
Which I really liked. And there is another Ebo Taylor song. I already played an Ebo Taylor song this morning on my show. But he has a line in one of his songs that goes something like, so we are going, don't know where we're going. And it reminded me of this title. And I really like that idea. And he just repeats it over and over again. And it's simple, but also there's something to it. So yeah, here's Peace on Earth by Ebo Taylor. I think those lines are in this song. I could be getting confused. And if they're not...
we'll find out.
Just know that Ebo Taylor said it.
Yeah, you go search for it.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you. Damien Dolo, Nahawa, Na Timbamboa, Nambale, Nambale. Londo di Tabwa Bajita, Etum Kita, Etoni Kaso, Obi. Oui, je reviens au pays, fleur tropicale. Fini l'aventure à travers le monde. Et c'est toi que je revois en rentrant dans ma maison. Tu sais, le soleil brûlant de la savane n'a pas flétri tes pétales. Et je retrouve ton parfum sauvage et enivrant d'autrefois. Oui, 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 oui. Ah, c'est si bon d'être à nouveau près de toi, fleur tropicale. Nambale, Nambale. Miandolo, Bana, Nawae, Na Timbamboa, Nambale, Nambale. Ah, c'est si bon d'être à nouveau près de toi, fleur tropicale. Toi, plus belle que jamais. Plus belle que jamais. Oui, 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 oui. Fleur tropicale. Dimba mulema na pina to wape osi dimbe dimba mulema.
Do you still have your radio show, Captain?
I'm getting subs for it.
That's good. It's a good way to slowly transition out.
Oh, there's a band called Thanksgiving.
I think they're trying to connect me, but they're not.
Okay, everybody, that was chaotic. Sorry about that.
Jacqueline could not hear us telling her she was on air.
Fascinating.
Fascinating, I know.
So the story behind what is happening currently is that basically I struggle with picking up the phone at the studio, and Ellie and I are always like, oh my gosh, if someone calls in, we're just, for some reason, we can never execute it properly. So I think we put Jacqueline on air.
We did.
We did put Jacqueline on air, but no one could hear me speaking to Jacqueline.
Nope.
And directing her. Okay, that's cool.
That's
so
all right.
You guys just got that little interlude.
Mm-hmm.
I would call it an artistic, creative interlude of...
It was abstract.
It was abstract. Even I couldn't decipher what was going on.
No. But you know what? I hope you enjoyed the tunes we had going beforehand. Before the interlude.
Oh, someone's calling again.
Should we give it a whirl?
Should we give it a whirl?
Let's give it a try. I don't know who this
is. Okay, we're going to give it one more try before we sign off.
This could be one of our millions of fans.
Yeah, all right, let's try it.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yep.
I'm back.
Hey, you're on air this time.
Oh, I'm on air right now?
I think we've effectively done it.
I think we've done it.
Oh my gosh, that's congratulations.
Thank you. So how are you finding our show?
It's lovely. Yeah, you've had a curated selection of tunes.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing. Can you see how many listeners you have?
We can see how many listeners we have.
Oh, how many people are tuning in right now?
Should we be transparent today?
let's inflate it a little bit.
Let's inflate it by tenfold.
By tenfold.
So basically, we started off with around 25 listeners. Then it grew to 30. Then it dropped to 19.
And you know when it dropped? When I was doing my PSA on ladders.
Yeah.
That'll do it. Yeah.
So I'm just, you know, do the people not like ladders, maybe? I don't know.
Do you have any other important public safety announcements?
No, I think just the one is enough for this hour.
Inundate people.
Oh. No.
Okay.
But how many are we at right now? Who's listening?
We're at 19.
Oh, we're staying at 19.
Yeah.
So we haven't grown since the
ladders. Oh, people are live listening to the conversation. That's so crazy. Do you think they live listened to me whispering on air?
Yeah, they did.
Do you think we lost people then? Were you checking?
It's possible. I'm refreshing. I'm refreshing like a maniac.
Oh, okay.
We gained. Yeah.
You gained. Oh, I'm a star.
So I know, Jacqueline, you were fighting for us to play a little Lady Gaga this morning.
I was, in fact, Lady Gaga, really any tunes will do, but I was particularly thinking Just Dance.
Okay.
But at the transition, that cuts in at about 2 minutes in 45 seconds. That'll give you like a 5-second buildup to the transition.
Okay.
Right.
All
right.
We only have a couple minutes left, so we're going to do that.
Yep.
Okay, perfect, because then you only have like a minute of the song.
It's 2 minutes and 45 seconds, you said?
40.
Yeah.
240.
That's where you would start, yeah.
All right. We're going to grant this wish.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah, you as well. Caroline, I'll see you tomorrow.
See you later.
Okay. Goodbye.
Wow, that was great.
Wonderful guest.
We have 6 minutes, so let's play this Gaga bit, and then we might have time for a fade out.
Yeah.
All right. Sign off before we play Expensive Blank. Can't say that word on air, by Fela Kuti.
Care to
sign off?
This is Caroline and Sophia. We're subbing for Bad Reception, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody. We'll see you next week. Enjoy.
Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.